Hello, my friends. I'm Bill McLaughlin. Welcome to St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. Join us today with our guests, guitarists Sergio and Odair Assad.
I have to say that one of the things I've loved about doing this show over the years is the chance it's given us to use music as a lens to look into many cultures around the world. Today we're looking at the guitar and the way various cultures have adapted it, and that reminds me in a curious way of the great Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera. I went to talk with him once some years ago because we were recording his variations for orchestra with the chamber orchestra here on this show. He was in Minneapolis with his wife. She was playing a cello concert. And whenever I had to ask him this question because I was curious. The variations is built around the sound of the open strings of the guitar. That's what the harp plays at the beginning, and all of the harmony and all the melodic elements are based on the sound of the guitar. So I said, why do you use this in all of your pieces? And he said, you know, when I'm in Argentina and I look out on the Pampas on a hot summer's day and I see the sort of wavy lines, the vibrations on the horizon, I said, I hear the guitar, I hear the open strings. It's the soul of Argentina. And I'm looking now at two gentlemen in the studio, two very great guitarists who might argue perhaps the guitar is also the soul of Brazil, which is where they were born, or Spain, where they play a lot of music, or North America, where we are living right now. I think, in fact, the guitar is adopted by many people and helps a culture find the voice which expresses its soul. Let me introduce our friends. They are Sergio and Odair Assad, and the two of you are paulistas and then cariocas, I understand. So you're born in Sao Paulo, correct?
That's correct.
And then moved when you were young to Rio. That's how you become Cariaca.
That's right.
And why did you move from Sao Paulo to Rio? What was the story then? You were studying the guitar.
Yeah, we moved. We had played the guitar for 3 years. And then I think our father was looking for a good teacher. Mm-hmm. What he couldn't find in this small town or even in the state of Sao Paulo in those days. I'm talking about the end of the 60s. Mm-hmm. Then he heard about a teacher in Rio de Janeiro, so he wanted to take a look. Mm-hmm. And he got very excited with Monina Távora was her name. And from that point, he decided to move with the family to Rio, so we would have the chance of working with her.
I think we're going to get straight to this music. It's interesting that you chose the music to start the program, not from Brazil, but from Argentina. Tell us about this composer, Piazzolla.
Well, we have a strong connection with Piazzolla. We first heard his music back in the 70s, mm-hmm. when he was starting to get popular in Brazil. And that kind of music was very pleasing to my ears. We believe that the guitar, it's more of a vehicle for this kind of music that has both sides, like with a classical form, but you know, at the same time he has a popular background. Mm-hmm. But Piazzolla was more for our ears because his music had a lot of counterpoint. Mm-hmm. So because we were playing two guitars, it was very attractive, you know, to distribute the lines, and so we started to arrange his music in the early 70s. And at the end of the 70s, mm-hmm. late 70s. And in 83, I think we had the chance of meeting him for the first time and played some of his music for him that we had arranged. Mm-hmm. And he got really very excited. So he wrote, you know, original material for us.
Yeah, that's great. What is that what you're going to play now today?
Yeah, the Suite for Liana is a set of four pieces, and each piece evokes one side of Troilo, so, or things that Troilo most enjoyed in his life.
Okay, so here's original music of Astor Piazzolla, composer, great tango master from Argentina, which is written for this duo, which we're listening to today, Sergio and Odair Assad, music of Astor Piazzolla. Thank you.
Thank you.
have brilliant music. We've been listening to the Assad brothers, Sergio and Odair, play for us pieces for two guitars by Astor Piazzolla, the great Argentine tango master. Piazzolla was born in 1921 in a little town, Mar del Plata, but he moved at the age of three to New York City, or I should say to the Lower East Side, because that's not exactly New York City. It's almost like he said it was the toughest neighborhood, even tougher than Buenos Aires later, and it actually was good preparation because the world of tango is very tough, he said. And there's a kind of almost violence in the tango, isn't there? Rhythmically.
Well, there's a lot of energy, that's for sure, yeah. In fact, this energy that attracted us very much, you know, if you get the Brazilian rhythm, they are so syncopated. It's much more happy, you know, it can dance in a different way. The tango is more dramatic.
Yeah.
It gives you a lot of possibilities to express so many things in just one piece of music.
Yeah. One of the things I was remarking is the two of you play, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, number one, you're very good musicians, two, you're brothers, and you've played together from childhood. You play together so well rhythmically. It's like one mind. It's amazing to hear. It's amazing to watch. Nowadays, when you make records, they do digital editing, and you can get pretty fancy things to happen in the studio after a not very good performance. But folks, I'm sitting here watching what you were just hearing. They are playing this live to you. It's unbelievable performance. It's so great, the rhythmic thing. The way you bounce off each other.
Well, I don't know. I think Latin American music has this quality.
Yeah.
North American music as well. I mean, we have this in common.
We're going to turn now to music of your native land, Brazil, a composer called Egberto Gismonti.
Yes.
Tell us about him a little.
Well, Gismonti, for us, is the same kind of example that we find through the music of Piazzolla, except that he's Brazilian. It's the same kind of attitude to music. He's a very well-trained musician. He studied composition with Nadia Boulanger.
We forgot to mention that Piazzolla also studied with Boulanger.
Right. Apparently everybody studied with Nadia Boulanger. They met her once, but they studied with her, right? But in fact, he went to Paris to study composition, and he became one of the most influential musicians in Brazil.
What is this piece you're going to play now? Is this music he wrote for you, or have you adapted
it? No, I prefer his piano music, so I go and then I arrange his piano music for two guitars.
And what are you going to play now, three pieces?
They are all his piano works. I mean, the first is called Baião Malandro. Don't ask me for translation because it would be very difficult. That would embarrass me.
Okay, we won't do that. But actually, I have to make the next one. It looks like Water and Wine.
There. That's right. Yeah, that's the easier one. And the third one, it's Infância, which means childhood.
Child, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we have the word infant in English. Exactly right. So here are three pieces now that Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonti. Once again, our players are Sergio and Odair Assad, a guitar duo. Music of Gismonti. Great, that's a rising ending for me. I think we're just going to play on for the rest of the day. It's so great. These are the Assad brothers, Sergio and Odair Assad, playing two guitars. It sounded like sometimes guitar orchestra. That thing's so busy. This is music of the Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonti. Three pieces, different styles of pieces, very different. So he seems to like to get a lot of kind of a, he'll set a rhythmic figure going and then seems to improvise on top of it.
Yes, it's very free.
The things I've noticed in the, actually the Assad brothers have 10 CDs or more now, they're not, quite a number of CDs, let's say, on the market. When I listen to them, I know that some of their works, which I know quite well, were not originally written for guitar duo.
Yes.
But I can't believe that they were not. I felt the same in hearing you play Gismonti's music now, that it sounds like it's exactly conceived for this. How do you do that? How do you make it sound so much?
I think probably it's because I select pretty much what belongs to the guitar universe.
Uh-huh.
So I think I go for what I know already that's going to work.
Yeah. Well, this program's sure working. We're spending this day with Sergio Assad, his brother, Oda Yair's side. We've listened so far to the music of Piazzolla and Gismonti. We're going to get the Jobim and one of their own pieces in a moment. But it's time for me to let you know that you're tuned to St. Paul Sunday. We come now to the composer who, I think, after Villa-Lobos, most says Brazil, to most of us here in North America. This is the famous composer of Bossa Nova, Antonio Carlos Jobim. I think, really, of the composers who came after, say, Gershwin and Cole Porter, that this man has given more to the standard repertoire of what jazz musicians play and sing, what you hear in the cabaret, than any other composer since then, all the way going back to people like Cole Porter and Duke Ellington.
Yes.
Hundreds of wonderful songs.
It's true. Sometimes I'm amazed. Recently, someone made a songbook, actually four volumes of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so incredible to watch and go through these books because we all know these songs. They are all very nice, very good.
Mm-hmm.
The thing we want to play today, it's a piece of Hubert for a movie. He scored a movie, a Brazilian movie called Crônica da Casa Assassinada. And we play four pieces coming from this score that I have arranged for two guitars.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear that. This is music of Thomas Jobim for this film. I'm going to try a rough translation. Chronicle of the House of the Assassinated? Is that what it is? Something like that in English?
Yes.
The story of the people who lived in the house? Or no?
Well, actually, it's Chronic of the Murdered House.
Of the house itself.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a good mystery story then. Music of Antonio Carlos Jobim, played by the Assad Duo.
Thank you.
wonderful pieces. This is music by Antonio Carlos Jobim from a film called Crónica de Casa Asesinada. And played for us by the Assad duo, Sergio Assad and Odair Assad. It made me wonder what the film is about, because all four of those little pieces that you've arranged are so evocative. The next to the last one, which is the one with the high harmonics sounding like almost like church bells. What is the scene in the movie?
I haven't seen the movie at all.
It's great because it's so strong. You can make up your own movie to go along with it, just right. In your imagination. It's so beautifully played. Wonderful colors. You make almost an orchestra of your two guitars, to my mind, because they're almost brassy colors, and then there are times they're so muted, and then string colors, of course, but
well,
percussion.
There's a richness in the... this is the richness of the guitar, because it can produce so beautiful tone colors. It can vary so much from... It's not a matter of just moving from the fingerboard to the bridge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the same spot, I mean, you can produce different sounds.
Show us what that means. I mean, a lot of people play guitar, so they know, but for
if
someone...
If I play near the bridge, I'm going to produce a sound metallic. If you go... better with a...
So you hear that change. He's just pulling right from the edge, right by the bridge, where
yeah.
The strings are anchored. Up toward the fingerboard, and yeah. It changes that much.
But even the same in the same place with different angle of the index or M finger, you know,
mm-hmm.
The right hand can produce different sounds. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, all those colors are so subtle the way you blend them, and it's quite wonderful. The reason I'm getting at this is we're about to hear a couple of your original compositions now. And after hearing works that you've played of other composers, I think this must be a special joy for you to try to use all of the colors of the guitar duo. What are the two pieces, and what are you going to... What should we hear?
The first one is called Eterna.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is... It's a samba. It's an essay on samba. It means... I use the rhythm, but in a special way. I think for me, it's very important to use the Brazilian background. So even for the first piece, it comes from my background as a choro musician,
mm-hmm.
of playing polkas and waltzes. So
choro is almost not quite folk music, but it's sort of not a fancy music anyway.
Well, it can be very... complex.
Uh-huh.
It can be very complex. It depends on who produces. It's a music that's there for the use of everybody. It's open for anyone.
We're going to hear music now from Sergio Assad, two of his own compositions, Eterna and a samba, or at least a sort of samba, his version of it. Here's Sergio and Odair Assad.
Thank you.
pieces by Sergio Assad, who was playing along with his brother Odair Assad. We've been listening to the Assad duo. This was music the last three composers from Brazil, Gismonti, Antonio Carlos Jobim, and El Sergio's piece. Earlier in the program, we had music of Astor Piazzolla. I was loving the way that even your percussion sounds are so varied in this last piece. I was thinking because, Odair, you're making high and low sounds like boom, boom, going back and forth.
Real samba.
Yeah, and you're making the sound of that great bass drum, the zurdo. Yeah, boom, boom. And then some just sort of fluttering like hand drums. It's amazing. All the time, you're playing a whole lot of guitar. It's like there are too many people going on. I swear they were using only four hands and two guitars, folks. They did tap their feet a little bit, but that's not what you were hearing.
All right.
That's great fun. If you folks at home would like to hear more of the Assad duo, because they've recorded quite a lot between the two of you and some of your colleagues, and you're having trouble finding their records at your local shop, you can always try Public Radio Music Source. It's a great way to not only find the music you want to find, but also support public radio. The number to call is 1-800-75-MUSIC, and we'll help you find the Assad duo. Tell them you heard them on this show. Thank you so much, you two gentlemen. Well, it's so great to meet you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here, and it was very nice to play.
Oh, you just sound marvelous. So come again if you can sometime.
All right.
Well, and you have very interesting friends who range all the way from Don Upshaw and Yo-Yo Ma to a lot of Brazilian musicians and world musicians. So bring some friends maybe the next time.
All right. Okay.
Okay? That'd be great. Thanks, friends. That's all the time we have for music today. This marvelous program from the Assad duo, Sergio Assad and Odair Assad. You can drop us a line by email if you'd like to at our address being sunday@mpr.org. That's M as in Minnesota, PR.org. Also, can visit our website as long as you're online. That's sunday.mpr.org. That's all the time we have for music this week, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you tune in next week. We'll be back here with St. Paul Sunday.
Sunday is made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Your host for the series is Bill McLaughlin. The senior producer is Mary Lee. The music producer is Steve Barnett. And the associate producer is Vaughn Ormseth. The engineer is Alan Strickland. And the production engineer is Michael DeMarc. The St. Paul Sunday website is produced by Nancy Blakestead. This is Marianne Sullivan.
Listening to the String Quintet of Franz Schubert as performed by the Juilliard String Quintet with guest cellist Bernard Greenhouse, one of the selections on St. Paul Sunday's newest compact disc, Mixed Company. Visit our website at stpaulsunday.org to order your copy of Mixed Company, music from St. Paul Sunday. This recording includes performances of Kim Kashkashian, the Emerson String Quartet, and many more, all recorded for this program and many not available elsewhere. Order your copy of Mixed Company from the St. Paul Sunday website, stpaulsunday.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.